Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot going on in the NFL. Alvin Kamara is awaiting a suspension.
Did he beat somebody yet?
Yeah, if you're curious why this is all seemingly happening right now, go back over history and look at when the NFL typically puts out bad news. It's usually right before 4th of July weekend. Last year, the announcement about the punishment for Dan Snyder was that weekend. Well,
what is Kamara? Is it for the fight?
I'd have to look because I don't remember offhand. Yeah. 4th of July weekend starts Friday. It's a three-day weekend across the country. It's a big time for news to get buried, and that's why a lot of people are really expecting some headlines in the Deshaun Watson case. Nobody is more on top of it than Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, thank you so much for joining us. How have you been? I imagine you've been swamped.
Yeah, I have been swamped, and there's really no end in sight here. So this is a story that's just going to keep going on for quite some time.
As people that cover the Washington Commanders, I'm quite familiar with stories that seem to just go on forever. You can follow Mary Kay at Mary Kay Cabot on Twitter. Of course, Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. Mary Kay, can you just give us the latest? Because I saw there's new lawsuits this morning going at Houston, but it seemed like there was real possible momentum in moving forward with Watson after there were a number of lawsuits settled last week.
Well, it did seem like there was some momentum at that time. But, of course, as you know, the disciplinary hearing is set to begin tomorrow with Sue L. Robinson. So anything can happen at that point. I mean, we do know at this point, I've been writing, others have been writing, that the NFL is pushing for at least a year. The NFLPA will vigorously fight that. So it's hard to say what's going to happen. I don't know if they'll come up with something that's a little bit less than a year, if he'll get on the field or not. But Tony Busby just filed suit against the Houston Texans, and he says it's the first of many. So, you know, just when you think that things might be kind of slowing down a little bit and that the end could be in sight in terms of a resolution, now it might not be as easy as that.
When you look at this with Deshaun Watson, and you know, I'm sure it's going to be some type of suspension going on, is the NFL in a situation where they got to be careful if they go so hard at him and they didn't go hard at Snyder or
Robert Kraft
or all those guys like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what the NFLPA is going to argue. And that's, you know, that's documented. Sources have said that. I've actually had that confirmed by people myself. So that's what they're going for. And, you know, an ugly battle will probably ensue between the two sides over this. Which, you know, means that perhaps they can come up with a settlement before the league gets dragged through the mud and everybody kind of comes out of this, you know, looking really even worse than anybody does right now. So, you know, that can still happen. A settlement between the two sides can still take place.
So one thing I'm really curious about, we're speaking with Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com, covers the Browns, does a great job doing it. Here in Washington, and these situations are apples and bananas. They're not even apples and oranges. They're totally different. But public perception is just so far gone and disliked about ownership that this stuff just kind of adds on the pile. What has been the reception for Deshaun Watson among Browns fans?
It's mixed. I mean, I try to get out and about and talk to people, you know, as much as I can. And I try to hear what people are saying and thinking. And I would say it's mixed. I have some people that say, let's just get this guy on the football field and have him start winning some games. Then there are a lot of other people that are very uncomfortable with what's going on. And a number of them have said they won't have anything to do with the Cleveland Browns while he is their quarterback. So I would say that it's probably somewhere around 50-50 right now. But when things come out in the news, you know, whenever there's a new suit or something else crops up, then it shades over to probably 60-40. But it's somewhere around there.
It's just remarkable because I think when he gets on the field, it'll change pretty quickly.
Maybe it's something like Michael Vick when he went to Philadelphia.
Could be, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's such a talented player. And, you know, having been out to Cleveland a few times and just understanding that fan base is massive and they're starved for some real success. One thought I had, and I don't know that this is even under consideration by the league, but I think – for competitive balance, and maybe that shouldn't be a consideration, but for competitive balance, if they did want to suspend him a year, and especially knowing how the Browns kind of doctored up that contract so that he doesn't actually take much of a financial hit this year if he's suspended, has anybody thought of the concept of maybe breaking up a suspension over this season and next season?
You know, I'm sure they're talking about all different kinds of things. I mean, the Browns, you know, they did know what they were getting themselves into, but I'm sure that they would want to argue for something where if he is suspended for this whole year, they don't lose that year on the contract. So therefore, they would probably prefer that it be a ban. I haven't had anybody tell me that, but I'm sure they would prefer it to be a banishment or whatever the case may be, whatever you want to call it, whereby the contract would toll and they don't lose this year on their contract and would still have him for five more years after this. So I'm sure that's part of the discussion as well about how that's going to work out. So there are many factors at play here.
Yeah, I mean, certainly many factors at play. We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland Plain Dealer. It's covered the Browns at a really high level. What the hell is going on with Baker Mayfield? Yeah. While all this Deshaun Watson stuff
this
is
conversation
over there,
yesterday.
Baker's just sitting there.
Yeah, sometimes I almost forget he's still on the team, actually. But lo and behold, he still is. And they're still trying to trade him. I still think it's a possibility he could end up in Carolina. There were some reports last week that the Seahawks were still hot on his trail. And I think they are very intrigued by him. I just don't think they want to pay that kind of money. So, and I'm talking about $18.86 million fully guaranteed for next year. So it's all still up in the air, but I know if in a perfect world, the Browns would like to get this done before training camp.
Yeah, because it'd be tough trying to have all the money on the chat. But what if he's suspended for a year? What do they do at quarterback then?
Well, they've got Jacoby Brissett. And as of right now, they don't have plans to play Baker Mayfield. They just don't. I mean, that they're, you know, it's bad blood between the two sides. This is not a happy divorce. This is an ugly, sort of messy divorce between these two. So they don't want Baker to play for them. Baker doesn't want to play for them. And both sides are trying to find a way out.
So even if Watson got suspended for a year and say they don't appeal it, like it's just official, he's suspended for a year, they still wouldn't play Baker?
Well, they're going to appeal. If the initial discipline, not a settlement, if the initial discipline from the independent officer, Sue L. Robinson, comes down to an indefinite suspension for a year or a definite suspension for a year, whatever it turns out to be, they will appeal that unless it is actually part of a settlement that could happen. Anything can still happen, including, and I don't think this will happen, but the hearing is set to start tomorrow. I mean, they could reach an 11th hour agreement today. So, I mean, you just never know. Again, I don't see that happening because there's There is so much information to deal with here, and it's contentious and it's complicated, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, we'll just have to see if it gets to that point tomorrow.
That's crazy. I mean, I understand why Baker's upset with the Browns, but why are the Browns upset with Baker? Just because of some of the bad mouthing along the way, I guess?
Well, there's a number of reasons, including the fact that when Deshaun Watson told the Cleveland Browns initially, or so we all thought, he kind of says that that was overblown, but when he initially ruled them out as one of his four suitors, they went back to Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield came out after that and asked to be traded. So here he had an opportunity to be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns for 2022 at that moment, and he asked to be traded after Deshaun said, "I don't want you guys," supposedly.
Gotcha.
So that's the timeline of how that went down. And at that point, they were still in the mode of, well, too bad, we're not trading you. You're our starting quarterback, and you're just going to have to suck it up and go out there and play for us. Hmm. So all of that changed the next day when Deshaun reversed field and picked the Cleveland Browns, shockingly, over his, you know, all these suitors, Southern teams and whatnot. And Baker came out that day and said the relationship is beyond repair between him and the Browns. Mm-hmm. So, wow. I mean, it seems to be that, you know, there's no going home for these two. Wow.
So one thing that we really hate but has become increasingly difficult for us is just to discuss the actual football team on the field here in Washington. And I imagine you're probably in a similar boat. But, you know, the Browns and the Commanders are slated to face off. Now, granted, it won't be till 2023. I think it's New Year's Day. Whatever assumptions you can make about the Browns this fall, how do you think they look? Maybe excluding the Watson situation. Just they run the ball really well, and there's a lot of good pieces on that defense. What do you think Cleveland's prospects are?
Well, I think even if Jacoby Brissett has to start all or most of this season, the Browns still have an opportunity to win because they have a Super Bowl caliber roster around him. Now, at that point, do they just say, hey, maybe we need to go out and get a Jimmy Garoppolo or something? I mean, at this point, that's not on the front burner at all. But if they get to the point where it is actually a year, and I think they're still hoping that it's not going to be that. Mm-hmm. If it is that, then maybe they pivot at that point and start to try to figure out what the heck else they can do. Do they try to get through the season with Jacoby Brissett, or do they go in another direction? You know, strange things might happen if he is, in fact, suspended for the whole entire year.
Wow. What are the percentages you think that possibility happens?
You know what? I mean, if the NFL is actually going for the indefinite suspension for at least a year, which was what the Wall Street Journal reported over the weekend, and we've heard other words such as unprecedented by Mike Florio and whatnot, if they're going for more than a year, and maybe they are going for more than a year so that they can settle at a year, I think it's possible that it could be a year. I think the NFL knows that it needs to come down hard on Deshaun Watson from a public relations standpoint, because there are so many accusers. Now, there's only four lawsuits still against him, but, you know, this has been a lot, and they talked to a lot of them. And regardless of what happened with the civil suits or the settling or whatever, they have their own information, their own thoughts on this, and they feel a year is warranted, or more than a year is warranted. So, you know, I don't know where it will end up, but it's going to be a challenge to get with something that everybody feels comfortable with.
I mean, it really is. And it's crazy to think that who got this deal done? Was this GM, coach, or was this the owner saying, let's go get? I mean, because to guarantee this type of money and to put that type
Everybody
of contract together when the rest of the league, by and large, granted it was anonymously, but a lot of executives and owners came out pretty mad about the deal he got. It just from the outside looking in, this seems like ownership wanted to make a big move. Your boots on the ground. What happened in acquiring Deshaun Watson?
Well, it was an organizational decision. I mean, they had been looking into this since like October. So I think they all decided that they were on board with this. They got a comfort level with it. And of course, the owner has to sign off on that kind of money for sure. But I certainly don't think that it was something that Jimmy Haslam pushed for and his GM and coach didn't want. I don't think it was like that at all.
Gotcha. It makes a lot of sense. Mary Kay, tell everybody where to find you. And I know you do all sorts of stuff, Cleveland, on radio and TV as well.
Yeah, I am on Twitter at Mary Kay Cabot. And Cleveland.com is where all of our content is. And then our podcasts are all on, it's called the Orange and Brown Talk Podcast. And you can find that everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, I mean this seriously. Good luck in the next week getting some rest, because I imagine it's going to be very, very busy for you.
Yeah, well, I picked the wrong offseason to go to London, so I'm getting on a plane to go to London next Wednesday. So I'm sure that the suspension will be handed down when I'm over the pond.
So my guess, as somebody that covered the punishment handed down to Dan Snyder last year, I think it'll be this Friday about 4 o'clock, July 1st, going into a 3-day 4th of July weekend. That last year, that's when it came down for the Commanders, was right before the 4th of July 3-day weekend. So ideally, everything gets done, and you are you have zero Browns focus on your trip to London.
Well, let's hope so. I would still have I'd still have to deal with it, but maybe not in the not on the plane when I can't get the internet.
Sure. As two reporters that cover largely dysfunctional organizations, we all know the truth. It's going to come at the worst possible time.
Of course it will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate the time.
Sure. Take care.
All right. That is the legendary Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, and the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
This deal here, though, the way they come down may be beneficial to them. Will they do this one on a weekend when they want to bury it, or do they want everybody to know what they really did?
True, but even if you're doing it, if the hearing's Tuesday, you'd think you have it agreed upon by Thursday or so. So maybe you want to do it Thursday or Friday, but I don't think it's an accident that the hearing is this week going into a 3-day weekend.
I'm just saying.
Or maybe it's just the way the calendar
stated,
fell.
They felt they got to do something to come down and make people think that they were doing something. I don't think you want to cover that or hide that. You want to make sure people know about this.
Sure.
It may be different.
But I think people are kind of split on this thing as to what should happen. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't think this is a, like when there's something as obvious as the Ray Rice video, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they still bungled that because they barely suspended him, and then people were up in arms, and then they suspended him for a year, and I don't think he's ever played again. That, you got to go. I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Lot to discuss, but let's get some news here.
Go.
I believe multiple outlets have reported that Dan Snyder's lawyer has said he will be. Last week, House Oversight Committee Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney said she was going to try to get Snyder subpoenaed by this week. That's not going to happen, according to Dan's lawyers. Or at least looks unlikely.
When she said it, I'm just like, don't say something if you can't get it done.
Well, it was also an intent to subpoena, and we've since heard that would have to get voted on by the committee and the floor. And, you know, Howard Gutman, former ambassador, a lifelong lawyer and understanding person of government, has said that there's no chance Dan ends up in front of Congress. So I've kind of, you know, when they issue it, it'll certainly be news. But until that happens, and then a little bit of news, this coming from the Washington Post, that, and we were just talking about the RFK site with Rick Snyder a little earlier. The Washington Post says, after months of disagreement over the future of the dilapidated RFK Stadium, D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson sent a letter to Mayor Muriel Bowser and other local leaders Wednesday to express support for federal legislation that would allow the city to gain control of the RFK Stadium site if, this is a big if, conditional language were added to prevent the city from using it to build a professional sports facility. So, and Lev, I'll see if you can confirm this. I believe the... Just because all the signs and all the mobile voting booths I've seen, I believe the primaries in D.C. are over and that Bowser won and Mendelson won. So now they don't have to pretend to deal with the primary anymore. They can focus on actually trying to get this thing done.
That's no good for the Commanders.
It's very bad for the Commanders.
Yeah, they say, okay, well we're going to build something, but it won't be a stadium.
And we talked about this a while back. That the Commanders had, they basically had to hit like an inside straight, but they had a chance, right? If you spoke off record with some optimistic officials in January, maybe February, the thought was this. The mayor wants a new stadium. It's got to go through the feds, but all of a sudden Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the President. And the mayor has strong ties to a lot of influential people, and we might be able to get this done this year because this is a city asking for home rule, something that by and large federal Democrats have supported and federal Republicans have not. So they had what they believed was a chance. I honestly bet 2-2-22 was the name reveal. 2-3-22 was the first congressional hearing into the investigations. I bet a lot of this went sideways on 2-3-22.
Right, so.
Once the investigation stuff came out, and then once I think politicians started realizing they may not have the federal support they needed. Now, considering at least until November, you still have a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate and a Democratic president, if the city asked to control the land and they're able to put together a unified front, they might still get it. And I think that's why this Mendelson dude is so hell-bent on specific language in the bill excluding a pro sports facility. And for anybody that wants the Commanders back in the RFK site anyway, that's a tough blow.
Right, won't happen.
This is from Mendelsohn via the Washington Post. I am unequivocal that there be an additional use restriction added to the legislation. I believe this change not only reflects where the council is on the matter, but also makes it less objectionable in Congress, as there continues to be much controversy over allegations surrounding conduct of some of the commander's senior leadership. I mean, it's pretty clear that Mendelsohn's point is, you know, the council wants affordable housing there, and we don't think we'll get it from the feds unless we exclude the stadium. Now, D.C., I suppose we should know this. Feliciano, what's his title? I believe he's like, John Falsicchio. I hope I'm saying that right. John Falsicchio, deputy mayor for planning and economic development, pushed back on Mendelsohn's proposal in an interview, stating that it would be unwise and bizarre for D.C. to proactively set restrictions on how the site could be used.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we should never limit the district of what it can do, especially by federal law. We fight against riders all the time. We wouldn't be supportive of that position, of that provision.
Well, this guy Mendelsohn is trying to get what he wants.
Sure. And the mayor at least wants to have the opportunity to put a stadium
and I think
there.
I think you should be able to have it open to be able to do anything you want there. Not tell me, oh, we could get the land, but no, we're not going to use it for this.
These dudes might not even give you the land.
Yeah.
Why would you chop off one of your arms before you walk in?
There you go.
Now, Eleanor Holmes Norton is the long-serving delegate for D.C. to Congress. Mm-hmm. And she would have to introduce this legislation. You and your tape. Norton has said she will not introduce legislation to allow D.C. to take control of the RFK land unless the mayor and Mendelsohn agree on the terms and conditions of the land transfer. Which honestly makes sense to me. She's like, you want me to take this to Congress and you guys can't even agree on a local level?
Yeah.
This is from the Post. Says, Norton has stayed out of the debate about how the land should be used, but has indicated a provision prohibiting a football stadium would likely make it easier for her to get the bill through Congress, given many in her own party have misgivings about the commanders. How messed up has this thing gotten?
Hey, gotta go over to Prince George's and say, hey, man, let's do business.
This is more from the deputy mayor, who said, I imagine at some point we'll get to an impasse where the congresswoman just has to decide. That doesn't mean it's adversarial, but our point of view is don't restrict the district. Let's call BS where we see it. I imagine at some point we'll get to an impasse where the congresswoman just has to decide. That is very clearly adversarial. I mean, if the two of you, if the council chair and the mayor can't agree that you're just going to let the congresswoman decide, you've reached adversarial status.
Oh, yeah. And I think whatever she decides, somebody's going to be mad.
I mean, if I was Commander Stadium Patrol, this would be the hardest part. If the exclusion is added to the legislation, D.C. would be the second jurisdiction in as many weeks to effectively proclaim it would not do business with the commanders. On June 9th, legislation to create a stadium authority in Virginia was pulled after its champion, State Senate Majority Leader Richard Sasslaw, said the many controversies surrounding the team became too much to overcome. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, I've realized, too, when you start losing others, you give more control to the place you've been kind of like acting as if I don't want to have nothing to do with you. What if they come back and say, this is why you're going to do it then? This is how you're going to do it. We're going to change some stuff on you. They're in a rock and a hard place right now.
They really are, man. So you remember Anthony Williams?
Between a rock and a hard place.
The mayor that always wore the bow ties?
Mm-hmm.
He was a pretty pro business mayor, if I recall. He was asked about this, and he said, if the cost of getting the land is putting some conditions on it right now, we should just go ahead and get the land. I'd rather have the land with the conditions and then talk about the conditions than have no land and no conditions. I mean, if you're the city, if your goal is just to improve the city, get the land one way or another.
Yeah.
I get not wanting conditions on it totally, but is that better than not getting the land? Point,
but I'm also saying you don't put yourself in a position where you agree to something and then later on you want to change your mind and you've agreed to something that more than likely the person that's got that there is going to hold it against you the whole time.
For sure. I mean, Rocky Pinnock on Twitter says Mendelsohn should support the district for having control of the land. No restrictions. Let the constituents decide. On principle, I completely agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree with that. Now, I just wonder if they recognize their only way to get the land is if they allow the restrictions. That's different to me. If their goal is to get the land regardless of what it takes, but if this is just a grandstanding play by him, then it's lame.
Very.
And unfortunately, it's hard to delineate those things sometimes. I think as we wade into the world of name, image, and likeness in college sports, college football particularly, it's getting wilder and wilder.
I'm going back to school.
I think you should.
I think I have a few semesters left. I can find some eligibility.
You got to hear about this. It's all about the U, Miami Hurricanes NIL deal for a rising quarterback. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Florida Gators Collective, a group of boosters all putting their cash together to go get players. And this is from a lawyer.
So Deion Sanders, when he made the comment, Nick Saban wasn't talking to me or the other guy from Texas A&M. He said he was talking to his boosters. That's what this means.
Get your cash ready.
Yeah.
According to Michael Caspino, who is known as an NIL lawyer, he said, Jaden left millions on the table. Millions. He did not pick the highest offer. He went there because he loves Miami, the coaches, and the opportunity. If all these reports are right, he left $1.5 million on the table, which is a lot of money for a 17, 18-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, Florida is also all messed up in their NIL department. Again, this is from the lawyer. It's entirely possible this lawyer's just been jilted by Florida. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Florida is the most dysfunctional collective in all of college football. I plan on steering my clients away from them. From my standpoint, I never, ever want to deal with them again. If it weren't for the collective that's completely dysfunctional at Florida, he probably would have been there.
Well, let's think about this. One guy signs a $9.5 million deal. He's good for it. Okay? That's the Ruiz guy from Miami.
Yep.
You have all these people get together to come up with the $11 million. Am I sure everybody going to be putting their money in the right time and this, that, and the other? I don't know. And so I'm looking at one guy going to give me 9.5. You got to get a multitude of people to give me 11. I'm not sure what everybody going to be putting it in right all the time. So, you know what I'm saying?
So this dude, John Ruiz, isn't without his own controversy, but he is confident that everything is within the rules. Now, the Florida Collective responded. I mean, the Gator Collective, the fact that you have a lawyer saying he's not going to send his clients there, and his clients are high school kids. You have the Gator Collective responding. Ready? They say, the recent comments by California lawyer Michael Caspino have been brought to our attention. Gator Collective has never had any communications with Mr. Caspino about Jaden Rashada or any recruits. Rather, Gator Collective has refused to engage in any dialogue with Mr. Caspino on numerous occasions, as Gator Collective does not approve of his tactics and has no interest in engaging in activities which violate Florida law and NCAA interim policy and may put athletes' eligibility at risk. So I know what I see here.
What?
Somebody, these Florida people aren't paying Caspino, and the Miami people are. This is just, this used to be referred to as a bag man, the in-between guy to get stuff done. Now it's just lawyers.
Yeah, I'm your lawyer. So just like going to court, you're going to pay my lawyer fees. He's basically telling them directly, you pay us. The kid doesn't pay us. They say, we're not paying you. If you're working for the kid pays you. Okay, well, I'll find somebody else.
I mean.
But they've talked to him. And they talked to him about a deal.
Hell yeah, they've talked to him.
And, you know, how do you know what he's doing if you haven't had the conversation with him?
What I believe, though, I think college football is best when USC, Southern Cal, and the Miami Hurricanes, are good and are top 10 and top 5 and competing for titles. Because the SEC, you're always going to have Bama. You got Georgia, LSU. You're always going to have horses.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma's always been good. Nebraska's been on. Ohio State's always good. Michigan's been on. They've been off. Clemson is on a tear.
Mm-hmm.
But you need somebody out west to be good. And that needs to be USC. And you need another ACC team to be good. And I don't know that Florida State gets it back. But I believe in the era of NIL, listen, when the U was really good before, they were just openly paying everybody and right. It was illegal.
NIL, then it was just Luke was paying everybody.
Right. It was Uncle Luke and then it was Little Luke. Now you got John Ruiz. I don't even know what his business is. How does John Ruiz have all this money? MSP. And hell, this guy was ringing the bell on the NASDAQ stock exchange. You got cash.
You got cheddar.
College football is best when USC and Miami are good. As a relatively impartial observer, as somebody that just loves college football but doesn't exactly expect my school to ever compete for playoff bursts or national titles, I want the U to be good. Mm-hmm. I want USC to be good. Like, how much more fun is a college football playoff where, as in its current entity as four teams, you instead of three SEC teams in Ohio State, you have USC, Miami, Bama, and Ohio State. Think about like the geographical diversity, the different styles, all that stuff. It'd be dope.
It would be. I think it'd be probably Miami before USC, though.
I don't know, man. Lincoln Riley out there, the quarterback from Oklahoma transferred out there. You know what they got in LA, B? You and I were out there in February. You know what they got?
Cash.
Money. You know what college matters to them out there? The Trojans.
Don't let Doc hear you saying that.
Doc, I hope you missed that
Doc,
part.
That was JP. That wasn't me.
UCLA's got plenty of money too, Doc. Phone lines haven't been open. Now they are. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines open now. Here's the question. Best Commanders game you've ever attended? I have two. One I attended as a fan, as a kid.
I think you're going to have to make it different because somebody going to call and say, I've never been to a Commanders game.
Redskins, football team, Commanders. Yeah. Whatever you want to call them. The professional football organization in Washington.
The Burgundy and Gold.
The Burgundy and Gold. I have two. I can only imagine what Brian's is. Maybe we exclude Super Bowls. or maybe we even exclude playoffs, because the more important the game, the more important, the more fun it was if you were at a win.
Well, I'm going to just let somebody else do it, because I don't feel I need to go with this.
Yours would probably
I didn't attend.
Be,
I participated.
Yours would probably be late January 1992?
One of them.
Well, then I'm curious what the others are. Phone lines are open. Let us know yours. I got two. One, I was a little kid, which was that season. One, I was an adult covering a team. Best Commanders, Redskins, football team, whatever you want to call them. Best game you ever been to. Coming back. Be Mitch and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.